The United Arab Emirates, UAE, announced its intent to invest $10 billion in Indonesia's sovereign wealth fund, Daya Anagata Nusantara or Danantara, as confirmed by National Economic Council then head Luhut Pinsar Panjaitan. Panjaitan stated that the United Arab Emirates Energy and Infrastructure Minister Suhail Mohammed Al-Mazrui personally communicated this commitment, suggesting a joint venture scheme to develop a renewable energy power plant with a capacity of 10 gigawatts. That was the news.
In Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Corner presents a song by Raisa Anggiani. Raisa Anggiani, who was born in Jakarta February 21, 2004, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Although only 20 years old, she has successfully won a number of prestigious awards. One of her achievements was when she became the ambassador for Spotify's global campaign Equal and had her photo displayed in New York Times Square, United States of America. Not only that, Raisa Anggiani songs are often included in the Anugerah Musik Indonesia Awards and have become soundtracks for several films. Recently, she released her latest song titled Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama or Love Song for Mama, which will also be the soundtrack for the film with the same title. Just like the title, the song is an expression of a child's love for mother. The lyrics contain praise for the irreplaceable love and affection of a mother. The song was created by the Indonesian well-known composer and maestro Andi Rianto, together with Raisa herself. In writing it, Peter Taslim, the brother of Indonesian popular actor Joe Taslim, who is also the executive producer of the film Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama, also took part. Well, listener, here is Raisa Anggiani with the song Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama. Happy listening.
Bagaikan bulan menyinari malam, cahayanya tenangkan hatiku. Bagai mentari memelukku yang lembut dengan terangnya. Namun tak kenal lelah.
Indonesia. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetabuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Of Sungkung Dayak community life, almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with komang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
ปะอนุบุรัตน์มิตรบาลมิตรบาลเชิดทางงานกุกุนาดัตนาบาชานาอุตุกนามันลังนาขาอุตนาบุชิตนางิมูนาขาวายนางาจีดึงงากาหนึ่งมุจักนึกชุกนึกมอยโมอีมาวโมมุชิกโมมาอุมุกติกาบ่าวกริตคามิกริตกุดาดะโชลาจาโชญามาโชตวัตโชอาจาคเลขันจาชินาจาบลานามันลึกอีปอกนึกบาบีนึกอาดัตบาชาบุคุณในชุกุปอุลุกมุดเดือนัดเดือตะบงขาอุตตะบงมุชิตตะบงิมูนาครบนาเกิดบุคุณตายบุคุณนามาแต่เชื่อมาชีอบีคุแม่อาอบีเอิร์นกุตะบุมานาคุแม่ตะบุมานาคุนวักเกือกมันึกโชกูดักกูดักช่างกูดังเตียนักมันึกกูดักกูชิกมันึกโชกูดักยับปังกูดักเมริกามันึกตะบุโอตุกตะบุมานางะตะบุนาชิบตะบุตัวเหอนึกอาดัตนึกมาชาบกุนาตีตะชูคุปดาวลูกตะบุเดินดาเดอนึกตีละปัง
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
The gong has been sounded three times. Then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers to hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created
dua,
as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments are made, we make pamang again. Pulling eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterward, we stop and feast.
Minum-minumMakan-makan.
The Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak Tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, that's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The tabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe.Has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, so, many people will get sick and past will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences. Until now, it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing the sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagete. To make kasuami, initially kagete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as talks for treats or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu. Hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari. Padamu ku berjanji.
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact, even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
debu, gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, but the wires dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Safullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava.
Kalau kita
there was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stop farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt it was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung stopped feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. Seven farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atan Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu
terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
And you know natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed.
Sangat
micro element is needed by plant.
Pengembangan
one of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman
manganis,
pada umumnya
or iron,
umumnya
magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant,
dengan hal itu,
even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mangalunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya tuh merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is anjur. Produced from galunggung
supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya kerana digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification level, the rice cannot be exported.
Listener, here is highlight of the week, presenting you what is happening in Indonesia this week, with me, Steve. You can listen on vionews.id, RRI Digital, and our shortwave broadcast, 33 to 5 kHz and 4755 kHz. Listener, here is highlight of the week. First, the headlines. Decisions on regional election disputes are final and impartial. Indonesian president launches the first bond bank in the country. And here is highlight of the week. The Indonesian Constitutional Court ensures decisions on regional election disputes are final and impartial. It was stated by the head of Public Relations and Protocol Bureau of Indonesian Constitutional Court, Pan Muhammad Faiz, during an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The detail by Andy.
The Indonesian Constitutional Court has emphasized that its decision on regional election disputes are final and impartial. Head of Public Relations and Protocol Bureau of the Indonesia Constitutional Court, Pan Muhammad Faiz, explained that the court's rulings are binding under the law. He assured that all cases are examined fairly and without bias. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, he highlighted key measures to ensure impartiality, including transparency, open hearings, dividing judges to avoid conflicts of interest, and the role of the Honorary Counsel in overseeing the process.
So the entire election dispute resolution process is continuously monitored by the Honorary Counsel. This body has a function to investigate any reports or allegations of judicial bias to ensure that all judges remain impartial. So with this mechanism in place, the court ensures the public that regional election disputes are handled fairly and without bias.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the Association of Constitutional and Administrative Law Lecturers in Indonesia, Himawan S. Tubagio, hopes that the Indonesian government can implement different systems for regional head elections in each area. He explained that with a high electoral rate, Indonesia is one of the countries with a high level of complexity in organizing regional elections.
I think we should spirited system according to the situation of local government. The culture, the budgeting for the election, and the situation of population of local footer. I think it is safer, better. We have three things that we can combine the system of election in local governments.
The Indonesian Constitutional Court has registered more than 300 cases of regional head election results disputes for 2024, following the review of over 300 applications. Some were submitted online, while others were filed directly at the court's Jakarta office. Andi Rondoni reporting.
The 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo, or MNEC 2025, was held in Bali from February 15 until 22nd and is expected to boost the local craft industry. More detail with Dora Pardede.
The 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2025, held in Bali from February 15 to 22, is a significant maritime diplomacy event aimed at fostering international cooperation to address global challenges. During the opening ceremony, Indonesian Minister of Creative Economy, Tuku Rizky Harsya, expressed his hope that the event would have a positive impact on Bali's local crafts. He shared this too in Bali on Sunday.
We know that around 3,500 to 4,000 participants from 27 countries will be attending various activities, many of which are related to MSMEs and the creative economy. The hope is, of course, that this event, in addition to promoting tourism, will also positively impact the local economy, especially the craft industry in Bali.
Minister Rizky highlighted how Balinese craftsmen are a big draw from both local and international visitors. He noted that over 50 creative economy participants are showcasing a wide range of local crafts at this event. Organized by the Indonesian Navy, the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo 2025 focuses on natural disaster management, humanitarian aid, and maritime security. In addition to the joint exercise, the Indonesian Navy is outstanding several community-focused programs, including the Engineering Civic Action Program, which helps build roads and places of worship, and the Medical Civic Action Program, offering health services to local. There will also be the International Maritime Security Symposium, along with environmental projects like mangrove planting.